Audio Bookshelf presents Quake, Disaster in San Francisco, 1906, by Gail Langer Karwoski, and read by Terry Brazier. Chapter 1, April 17, 1906. At first, he didn't notice the dog. Late afternoon sun bathed the cobblestones as Jacob Kaufman trudged up Washington Street to finish the deliveries from his father's meat stand. On such an unusually warm April day, the bustling streets of downtown San Francisco should have been a delight for a boy of 13. But since his mother's death, Jacob hardly noticed his surroundings. His mind was blanketed by troubling thoughts, like the fog that sometimes blew in from the bay and blocked out the sky. Something bumped against Jacob's leg, and he stopped and looked down. It was a young dog with a springy step and golden brown fur. Jacob had never seen a dog carry its tail like this one, curled into a perfect letter C over its rump. Jacob watched the dog nose a grape that had fallen on the ground. The animal licked the little fruit, then tried to pick it up with its teeth, but the grape rolled into the dirt between the cobblestones. Eyes alert and muscles tense, the dog pounced. When the grape wedged in a hole, the dog began to paw at it, but the lumpy stone stuck up too far. Frustrated, the dog made a sound that was part whine, part howl. Jacob picked up the sticky, grit-covered grape and held it out on his palm. The dog opened its mouth in what looked like a grin and wagged its tail.